Good evening, Steve. Welcome to the Space Show.
Thank you, Andrew.
The Magellan Project went to explore Venus. What exactly was the Magellan?
Well, Magellan was basically a radar instrument that was built integrally into a spacecraft. That is, it's all one system, basically. It was an antenna at one end, which was used both for the communications back to Earth and for collecting radar data to see through the clouds of Venus. It had onboard fuel. It had solar panels that powered all the systems, really, from solar energy. It had thrusters and momentum wheels to point it here and there, and it really only had two moving parts, and those are the solar panels, which could be rotated a little bit to get more sunlight on them. But other than that, it was a very simple radar spacecraft.
Mm. And what was known about Venus before Magellan?
We knew a lot about Venus. We knew that it had a fixed and rather durable topography with mountains and valleys, but we only saw it vaguely at a very low resolution, not better than 1 or 2 kilometers. We knew it had a very dense atmosphere with a high surface temperature, hot enough to melt lead, and an atmospheric pressure nearly 100 times as dense as Earth's, with swirling sulfuric acid clouds high above the surface. But we didn't know a lot about what was going on down beneath those clouds at a resolution sufficient to be able to see individual volcanoes or individual earthquake faults or things like that.
And what did we find from Magellan?
Magellan was able to map virtually the entire planet at a high resolution. That high resolution means at 120 meters resolution. We were able to learn then that Venus is quite remarkably unlike the Earth, which was somewhat unexpected. I at least expected to see a little bit more in the way of familiar patterns. But on the other hand, we learned that Venus is dominated by volcanoes. Virtually everywhere you look is some kind of volcanic feature. This is not exactly true of the Earth, although volcanism, of course, is a very important process on the Earth. It's the dominant process on the surface of Venus.
The Earth, of course, has got that surface renewed every so often by plate tectonics. Is Venus renewed in the same way?
It appears that Venus doesn't have plate tectonics, at least not in the same way the Earth does. On the other hand, it looks like the Venus surface has been renewed, probably by vast outpourings of volcanic material, not by the plate tectonic process of new crust formation, but by rather an outpouring of lavas that completely erased everything that was on the surface earlier. And we think that happened in a rather catastrophic event that might have occurred over a rather short period of time, about 500 million years ago. And since then, things have been relatively quiet. What we don't know, and what we're speculating about right now in various theories, is whether or not Venus does this and has a little burp of, not little really, but a major cataclysmic resurfacing episode about every 500 million years, or whether this was a unique event and now Venus is pretty much dead.
So how long has Venus been dead then?
That's a very difficult question to answer. The only clue that we can get as to the age of the surface is by looking at impact craters. This is because things that impact on the surface of planets tend to do so rather randomly in time and space. We see that on the Earth every so often something comes through and makes it to the surface and makes a crater. And the same things happened on the Moon. Now, fortunately, we've been able to send men to the Moon and bring back samples that we can date in our laboratories and determine how long that surface has been there, and we can count the number of craters on that surface. So we get an idea, we get a calibration, as it were, for the cratering process and how rapidly it occurs. So then we can go to Venus, and with a little bit of scaling in theory, we can figure out approximately how old the average surface of Venus is by counting the number of craters on the entire surface. There are very few craters on Venus. There are less than 1,000 that we can see. So that doesn't give us enough information to be able to say anything about the age of any particular area, but we can talk about the age of the entire surface. And the age that we're getting from this count for the average on Venus is about 500 million years. This is not very much time in terms of the age of the planets, which is 4.6 billion years. We're looking at maybe 10%, the last 10% of Venus's history. The geology, the mapping that we've done from the Magellan data shows us that for that period of time, for that last 500 million years, Venus has been remarkably quiet, and very little has happened. It looks like most of the volcanism that we see must have occurred about 500 million years ago. Then the surface just sort of sat there quietly and collected impact craters, which haven't been very much changed. This is in great contrast with the Earth, which has renewed itself and changed its face twice in the last 500 million years by continental drift and plate tectonics and moving things around and new crust formation. So we're looking at a completely different situation on Venus from the Earth.
Now, most people will be aware that Venus is covered in clouds. It has quite a thick atmosphere, and the temperature is about 475 Celsius. Does it rain on Venus? I mean, you know, these clouds, I believe, are sulfuric acid. Does it ever rain on Venus? And what about the winds? We see pictures of the atmosphere ripping around at high speed, the clouds. Does that mean there are gales down on the surface?
Well, it's a fair question when you see clouds to ask about rain. And so you have to answer the question, which I think we're pretty sure of now, of what makes up the clouds. We know now that the clouds are made up of little small droplets of sulfuric acid, much as the clouds on Earth are made of little small droplets of water, which can create rain onto the surface. However, on Venus, this doesn't happen because by the time you get down to the surface, the temperature has gone so high that sulfuric acid would simply boil and vaporize, and any raindrops that might form on those clouds just don't make it to the surface. So, in fact, below the clouds, the atmosphere is very clear, and the only thing that's there is vapor.
I raise that because you mentioned the lack of changes on Venus, and on Earth, of course, one of the great agents of change is the weather erosion, you know, due to rain and wind. You don't see that on Venus.
There's no analogous process on Venus to cause erosion. The only thing that one might invoke on Venus would be the winds, which are at the surface very, very slow, less than a meter per second. And this is not fast enough. It's fast enough to be able to move sand around, but not fast enough to be able to do any significant work of erosion on the landforms.
Mm. One of the things that's been seen on television are these fire longs along a huge canyons. What are they? How were they formed?
Well, on Venus, even though there hasn't been a lot of activity in the last few hundred million years, there is some evidence that the crust has been stretched and pulled apart in places, creating these long rift valleys. And we tend to look at those with great interest because they give us some indication of what might be going on in the interior. The surface is a good indication of the forces and the stresses that are being created by interior processes. So we've looked at those very carefully. They're not very widespread, but they're producing features that are magnificent by comparison, even with some of the canyons on the Earth.
Mm. Now, on Mars, we've got a huge volcano, a huge shield volcano called Mount Olympus or Nix Olympica, and it's about 15 kilometres high. Now, on Earth, the highest mountain is about 8 kilometres high. What about Venus?
On Venus, they're even smaller. These kinds of volcanoes called shield volcanoes on Venus tend to be 2, 3, 4 kilometres high, even though they might be several hundred kilometers wide. Part of that is because the surface temperature is so high, the lava temperatures are high, and they tend to flow for greater distances and don't build up such enormous volcanic edifices. On Mars, the answer is a little bit different. Mars is very small and has a low gravitational field. Gravity tends to pull things down, and on Mars, having a low gravity field, things can simply pile up higher.
Well, you must have had enormous fun exploring Venus and finding new features that weren't known before. How have you gone about naming them?
The names on Venus at first were based on famous physicists, and it became clear once we began to seriously consider going to Venus and exploring that we were going to run out of physicists fairly quickly, and there wouldn't be enough names. So the International Astronomical Union decided that we should name features on Venus for female entities of various sorts, goddesses of various kinds, the names of Venus in various languages, and in particular the craters, which are particularly interesting and need names because we study them a lot, were going to be named after real women. And they had some interesting rules about that. There are rules of nomenclature that say that the person has to have been dead for 2 years, the person has to have been famous in her own right, and not because of her husband, and she can't have been a political figure or a religious figure. This is international, after all. And so we offered the world to come back with names and suggestions, and I collected thousands and thousands. We put them into a huge database. And they're selected somewhat at random so that nobody has the opportunity to impose their preference on the process. And then they're approved every 4 years by a big international meeting that meets someplace like Rio or Johannesburg or someplace around the world and make these official.
So there's still features there that haven't been named.
There are many that haven't been named. In general, what we've done is taken the very small craters, less than about 10 kilometers, and just give them first names of women. Well, we did a similar thing on Mars. We named the craters after cities and villages, depending on their size, cities and villages on the Earth.
So there's still a chance then, if any Australians want to nominate a name from Australian history, that they could actually submit this to the International Astronomical Union?
I should think there'd be a chance. I have to say, though, that our database right now is very large, and I have many, many names from Australia. I got names from many, many schools who use this as a project to assist in learning history, for example. And we really got quite a huge database, and it includes a substantial number from Australia.
Oh, great, thanks. Okay, to wrap this up, Magellan, is it still working? What's it doing now?
Well, in fact, Magellan is working quite well. It's working about as well as it ever has, perhaps better. We're in a tighter orbit. We've done some maneuvers and put it into a little bit closer orbit around Venus, and we're continuing to track it. We're using the tracking data to understand something about the gravity field of Venus. We're going to end the mission in October, and that'll be a very interesting and spectacular event. You should watch the news for that, because we're going to fly it into the atmosphere and it'll eventually burn up, but we're going to learn something about the atmosphere of Venus in that process.
Why waste a good spacecraft?
We finished mapping Venus. There are enough problems with it. I expect that it could go at any time, and I'd like to do some interesting physics experiments and make its end useful in some way. We're not really destroying a useful spacecraft in the sense that we've reached a point of diminishing returns in pouring more money into operating it when we've really learned about everything that we can get from it.
Mm, so it's going to go out in a blaze of glory.
That's exactly right.
Well, thanks very much for joining us tonight on the Space Show, Steve.
Well, thank you, Andrew.